Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a very common misconception relating to Hajj, and that is, it is generally understood that Hajj, which is offered on a Friday, which falls on a Friday, is called Hajj-e-Akbar. Now, this is this has absolutely no basis. The fact of the matter is that every Hajj is Hajj-e-Akbar. Hajj-e-Akbar means the Great Hajj. In contrast, the word Hajj-e-Asghar is spoken for Umrah, which is the lesser Hajj or the smaller Hajj. So the contrast between Hajj-e-Asghar and Hajj-e-Akbar is not between the fact that the Hajj which is offered on the rest of the days is Hajj-e-Asghar and Hajj which is offered on a day on a Friday is Hajj-e-Akbar. This is absolutely wrong. In contrast, every Hajj is Hajj-e-Akbar and every Umrah is Hajj-e-Asghar. So Umrah in relation to Hajj is Hajj-e-Asghar. It is a smaller Hajj, it is a lesser Hajj, because obviously we know that in Umrah we remain in Mecca, we remain in within the Haram, and it is restricted to the Haram and in Hajj-e-Akbar. So that is why it is called a small Hajj, a lesser Hajj. And this should be absolutely clear that Hajj, every Hajj is Hajj-e-Akbar, every Umrah is Hajj-e-Asghar or lesser Hajj. It is absolutely erroneous to believe that Hajj-e-Akbar is that Hajj which is offered on a Friday. And we also know that this term is found in the Quran. And we know that in the 9th Hijri, when the Caliph Abu Bakr offered Hajj, it was called by the Quran as Hajj-e-Akbar in Surah Tawbah. So in a nutshell, it needs to be understood that Hajj-e-Akbar is absolutely not the Hajj which is offered on a Friday. It is every Hajj is Hajj-e-Akbar and every Umrah is Hajj-e-Asghar. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.